Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Quarantine day number 1,892. Or at least it seems that way. I was thinking yesterday, sitting on the couch with the remote in my hand, okay, my car insurance company gave me a refund because I'm not driving as much. Maybe my cable company should give me a refund because there ain't nothing on TV as much. Sure, they still offer 1,000 channels, but I mean, there's nothing to watch. I mean, don't get me wrong, some of the trashy shows I wouldn't watch anyway. I don't like reality TV. I stay away from that. Don't do any... I don't do any of those series that if you miss one episode, you have no idea what's going on. The very reason why I never watched soap operas a long time ago. Although soap operas nowadays, you could miss a week and still catch up. But anyway, I don't watch anything. Sports, you know, they put old sports on TV. Some of it I find myself watching just for the culture. Hey, nice sideburns. Digging your haircut. Look at that broadcaster's plaid sport coat, you know, and the graphics on television. What's that score? I can't quite make it out, you know, so I find myself doing that. But then there are original shows, you know, like seasonal shows, like The Bachelor. I wouldn't watch that piece of crap anyway, but I realize everybody's watching it, and now they postpone because of social distancing. So how are they going to fill that spot with, like, The Bachelor's greatest hits? Are you kidding me?
Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. And no, I'm not The Bachelor.
Ladies, we've ended up facing something we've never run into before.
Sure.
I got her name. I wasn't the girl I wanted to give it to.
Our Bachelor, Jason, has changed his mind.
Oh, my.
Into an inappropriate relationship with one of our staffers.
Ooh. Do you think Jake will ever find love that
Absolutely
he will be?
Absolutely not.
I can feel you squirming in your seats.
I'm Ladies, squirming. What is this crap?
It's the final rose tonight.
What?
Ladies, Sean. It's the final rose tonight.
Ladies,
what?
Ben, the final rose tonight.
What is this
Alex,
final? What?
This is your last rose tonight. It's the final rose tonight. This is the final rose tonight. Final rose tonight.
Can we say it again?
Ladies, Charlie, Jillian, Ashley, it's the final rose tonight. Final rose tonight. This is the final rose tonight.
This is the final rose tonight.
The most shocking finale in Bachelor history.
You get an idea, you just pretty much heard it all, didn't you? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom is here, Laura's at home, and so are the late night TV guys.
The largest operator of shopping malls in the country has announced that they will begin reopening 49 different malls in 10 states on Friday, but will keep play areas and drinking fountains closed, which will be weird because usually the only things closed in the mall are 90% of the stores.
94KX. I got one less problem without you. You know, I was married once. News coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Speaking of that.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
This should be good.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
I was just in your bathroom. Do you keep a better brand of toilet paper in your bathroom?
What? You'd think I would divide the toilet paper that we got before this all started?
Well, I just found out that yours is really plush, and the teepee in the bathroom near the man cave is like single ply road trip
you
truck
tell
stop
her.
Brand.
You
it's
tell
all
her, buddy.
The same.
No, it's not.
Oh, really? Well, let me look under the cabinet here. Aha!
No.
I thought so.
Please don't take my Charmin Ultra Soft.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Now that's exciting. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We're back on this Tuesday or Wednesday or... what day is it anyway? This whole pandemic has got us all confused. That's why we've taken the Dirt Track radio announcer back to the radio to tell us what day it is every day.
It's Thursday, Thursday, Thursday.
Thank you.
The day you used to get a jump on the weekend and start drinking. But now you drink every day.
Oh, my.
That's why we're reminding you, it's Thursday, Thursday, Thursday.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. It is Thursday, and what could possibly brighten up our day? Maybe some heavy rain and localized flooding. Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Harry Styles. There's a name, Harry Styles. Look at my Harry style. I am so beyond a haircut. I am about ready to ask for volunteers to cut this mess. Tired of wearing ball caps backwards in the studio, even though I'm by myself. Don't care. The hat itself just bothers me under the headphones. But that's, you know, that's, yeah. that's small world problems in radio. But I need a haircut. I need a haircut. So maybe Harry Styles could help me. That would be most acceptable at this point. What's in a name? We talked about it yesterday. Well, there's a lot that's in a name. Remember, we talked yesterday, the governor of Kentucky came out and said, stop making a joke out of filing for unemployment. You're only causing more work for the Kentucky state government. Case in point, Tupac Shakur applying for unemployment. Well, it turns out there is somebody in Kentucky with the legal name Tupac Shakur, and it's not the original Tupac. At least we hope not. But at any rate, the governor, for lashing out, had to apologize yesterday.
I didn't know, and it's my fault, that we have a Kentuckian who goes by Malik, whose name is Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, so Malik changed his name to Tupac Shakur, and now he's unemployed. And he filed, and the government thought it was a joke and a bad one at that. Well, it wasn't. He kind of needs his unemployment. So could we get it for him? That would be nice. What's in the name? There's a lot in the name. You know, just take it for what it's worth. We live in very sensitive times. You know, if somebody says their name is Bozo the Clown, say, nice to meet you, Bozo. Don't just say, no, really, what's your name? Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark Lawrence is his name. He's coming up next with the news. Rob the Sports Center with the sports. And what's his name? Steve has the AccuWeather. Stay with us. 94KX, the song that started it for the fray. I think I'm in over my head. What is a day like? 87 of quarantine? 90? 100? What do we got? It's just seems like it's been forever. And the quarantunes have helped us out through this pandemic. This one's kind of a reach, Laura, but and we worked hard in the studio recording this last night, but the more I think about it, I think I do a better Kenny Loggins than our lead vocalist, but please celebrate me home. You know, but some say it's a Christmas song, but it wasn't written as one. Please celebrate me home for the holidays. Well, please let me leave my home because it's driving me crazy.
Kids, try to keep it down. Dad's trying to work.
Settle down, kids. Come on now.
Kids, please.
He's trying
home
to sing.
Now for 40 days.
40 days.
I don't even have my own workspace.
Well, sorry.
Come on and get me out of here. My wife is tired of looking at my face.
Yes, she is.
Who would even do this?
It's time I found myself totally surrounded by coworkers.
I miss those days.
And a cranky boss.
Yeah, the cranky boss too. Sing with me, Laura.
Please let me leave my home.
Down.
It's pretty good, Tom.
Give me a timeline, please.
Please let me leave my home.
Could you tell him a Kenny Loggins? Can you tell him a Kenny Loggins freak?
I can.
Okay. Thank you, Quarantunes. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom's here in the studio, Laura's at home, and so are the late night TV guys.
Costco announced that starting next week, all customers will have to wear face masks. It's good because now you can stay anonymous while you buy 6 gallons of cheese balls.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Why all the sad songs? Because it's a dismal Thursday. Maybe we could have some heavy rain and some localized flooding to brighten it up.
I mean, maybe we should play some positive songs.
I think so.
So people aren't down in the dumps with the rain over the next 2 days.
I'm just sitting here listening to this Hootie song, and I started crying. And I thought, well, it kind of makes sense. Let her cry. Let him cry. Let's all have a good cry.
Tom, if you want to have a good cry, have a good cry. Go for it.
No, I'll be okay.
Every once in a while, everyone needs a good cry.
I totally agree with you there. Put on a sad movie so you at least have an excuse. So there you go. Biter's Birthday Buddies coming up in just a bit. Biter's, your mattress and appliance store in 4th Street in Sunbury, still closed, but as we go yellow and then green, they'll be open And we've got a brand new Biter's Birthday Buddies winner for you tomorrow. A gift card you hang on to until they unlock the doors. How's that?
That sounds fantastic.
Musical birthdays today. Not much to talk about. Travis Scott is 28, though. What happened to him? He had a couple of hits, then he had a Kardashian baby or whatever. And what's going on? I don't know what's going on with him. Lloyd Banks. This is a reach, Laura. Lloyd Banks, 36 years old today. He is a member of 50 Cent's G-Unit.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay, Lloyd. Get in the back. Jeff Timmons. There's a name you might recognize. He's the one with all the tats and the founding member of 98 Degrees. Now you know who he is, don't you, Laura?
Indeed, I do.
Jeff Timmons. All right, for you older folk, another musical birthday that you probably don't care about. Merle Osmond is 67 years old today, one of the Osmond brothers. Wow. The list is kind of weak, my dear. I apologize.
It is a little weak. I don't think I'm going to be able to sing today.
No, me either. So maybe that's helping everybody involved.
It's here probably we go, a good though. Thing.
It is that time, though, for Biter's
Birthday Buddies!
Yeah. Happy birthday to Adam Paul Hamus. I know that guy. 31 years old. Happy birthday,
Adam. A very happy birthday to Alyssa Beagle, who turns 27 today.
April Stahl from Sunbury is 57.
Bradley Kerstetter from Sunbury is 42.
Happy birthday to Colin Lauver, Millerstown, 52 today.
Happy birthday to Donald Carr from Beavertown, 54 today.
Jennifer Heckert, Sealands Grove, lordy, lordy, Jennifer's 40.
Jim Lorman from Lewisburg is nifty 50.
Lindsay Phillips is 34 today.
Michelle Engelman from Turbertville is 44.
Happy birthday to Nicole Boysel. She's from Sunbury. She's 41.
Todd Kern is 60 today.
Happy birthday, Vicki Fleming. She is 65.
We do have one from Facebook.
Okay.
A very happy birthday to Matthew Miller from Milton. Turns 26 years old today.
Wow, 26. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Viola Baker from Middleburg. She's 47. And two more on the text club. Keith Moore from Kramer is 68 years old today. And the teenager Gavin Nipple from Mount Pleasant Mills is 15 today. Those text club birthdays are eligible to win with Biter's, right?
That's right. I have one more, though, Tom. We cannot go.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It is one of my very best friend's birthday today.
Uh-oh.
The lovely and always kind, fantastic, and gorgeous Christy Kilmer. You know Christy.
How many adjectives did you give there?
At least 17.
Okay, good. Yes, I do know Christy. She's
Christy
wonderful.
Christy is celebrating her birthday today. So happy birthday to my very sweet love, Christy.
No age there? I noticed you totally missed the number there.
No, we're going to keep that a secret.
Ah, okay then. But everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call us up on the Ford Fun Line, or you can text us at 49330. And that's how you can be in it to win it with Biter's Birthday Buddies. Tomorrow, someone gets another $100.
Yeah, but every day at this time, it's Biter's
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, the only morning radio show that's local, live, and from two zip codes. It's Tom Morgan here in the studio, and Laura Good in her house. You look nice today. That's a nice sweater.
Hey, thanks. It's actually a sweatshirt.
Oh, yes it is, now that I look at it carefully.
Yeah, it's a sweatshirt.
We talk on the radio, and we have FaceTime screens here to watch ourselves occasionally. And I not only want to check out Laura's beautiful hair and her eyes and her wardrobe, I just want to see your animals going crazy in the background.
Oh, yeah, they're behind me now.
Yep, there he is. Hey, Mackie.
There's Mackie.
MacGyver, listen to
MacGyver.
Me.
MacGyver.
It's Uncle Tommy, Tom. Come here, buddy. Oh, there's Murphy, the morning show dog, too.
Oh, he came over.
I miss those boys.
Well, they need to come and have a visit soon.
Soon we'll all be together.
Whenever we're allowed to.
Yeah. Soon we'll be together in the studio with Murphy, the morning show dog.
Oh, now they're deciding that they need to talk. Okay, you know what? Spoke to them. Now they have to speak to you.
It's my fault. I apologize. I got them riled up. Here's some good news, though. We try to do the good news whenever we can.
We do.
With Tom and Laura. There's an ice cream shop in Florida that they're giving away free yo-yos with every ice cream.
From 2000 to 2013, I ran the World Yo-Yo Contest, bringing 1,000 people together from about 27 countries.
Okay. Lost Paper Suits has gotten 2,037 yo-yos to give away. Good ones to get you started. And we're going to give links for yo-yo instructions by Mark Hayward, World Yo-Yo Champion.
Wow.
Be really cool. Is to help people at home and to give them something to look forward to after this is all over.
Now, that's not a bad idea because he wants to do a yo-yo contest after everybody gets their free yo-yo.
That sounds fantastic.
So, you know, he's trying. I mean, we're trying to do good stuff here to keep the families busy. We're quarantined at home. And if the kids are being naughty, Laura, Santa Claus is now available to lift their spirits.
Katie. Devin. How you guys doing?
I get calls from California, MA, and Nebraska, Florida. I started this because I know they're missing school, missing their friends, and I just thought I'd just reach out to them and see what they're doing.
I don't think that's Santa Claus. I think that's my drunk Uncle Larry. I don't quite
what
know.
What it sounded like.
Can we play?
That Santa sounded scary.
Can we play just a little bit of his voice one more time?
Katie! Devin! How you guys doing?
That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Stop it. He's scaring me. Anyway, I guess a good idea, though. I guess they're trying to bring Santa back into the homes, the quarantined homes where the kids may be misbehaving. Sorry.
I don't know. It sounds so scary.
Sorry, I was trying to bring you the good news, but sometimes the good news is kind of creepy.
MacGyver didn't like that voice.
No, let's go back to Laura's pets and see if we can find some good news there. Good news on the home front, though. You finished your patio yesterday. It looks wonderful.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
You're kind of making me look bad, but I'm okay with it. I've been the kind of dude that's sitting on the couch. You're out there remodeling your house. I don't know. What's next? Or shouldn't I ask?
Okay. I can show you on FaceTime. I need to finish painting the side door.
Okay, there's the side door. It looks...
So I painted it white on the inside.
Okay, looks like
it's
a side door.
It's going to get a bright yellow on the outside.
Oh, on the outside. Okay,
yes.
Sounds good.
Cheerful color on the outside. And then I have one or two more things to hang in the husband's office to finish decorating in there.
There you go. I think... there's more? What?
After that, every household has this room. And I'm curious if somebody would like to call in and chime in.
Okay.
It's the room where you just kind of toss stuff.
Yeah.
And then you close the door.
Yeah, and you forget it's there.
That's our third bedroom.
Oh.
So we're going to tackle that.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Now, first, you paint the door yellow. Speaking of yellow, by the way, when the central PA goes yellow, Laura will be available to do some small contracting work at your house. Just call.
Oh, yes.
Call.
Can contact the radio station.
The Ford Fun Line, where Laura won't answer, but we will be booking her jobs and taking just a small percentage. There you go.
It sounds like a plan.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm just a little unwell. I certainly hope not. I hope everyone's feeling
well
this morning.
You're healthy.
I think you have to be careful with some songs that you play on the radio in these trying times because you're like, wait, what's going on? I was reading an article that said the most popular songs that are being uploaded right now because of this pandemic... The End of the World, as we know it, by R.E.M., is red
it's
hot
the
right
end of the world as we know it.
Number two, don't stand so close to me.
Don't stand so close to me.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, keep your social distance. Don't stand so close to me. Number three is Isolation by Joy Division. That's not a real popular song, but I get it. Isolation. Rise Up by Andra Day is next.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, that's a real good song. Mad World by Tears for Fears comes in at number five. Now, that's a song.
Oh, wow.
That goes back away, but it was talking about these maddening times, and well, yeah, I guess. And for the frontline workers, Mariah Carey's Hero.
There's a hero if you look inside your heart. that.
I'm so glad I could see you on the screen as well as hear you sing that. You're really putting your heart and soul into it.
Thank you.
Number seven is Carole King, So Far Away. Doesn't
oh,
anybody?
Good song.
Yeah, it's a sad song, though. So we are distanced from our relatives, so I could see where that sad song is taken off. And my favorite
ooh,
is...
Ooh, child.
There you go. Things are going to get
things
easier.
Things are going to get easier.
So many people redid that song. The original version is being uploaded, though, by the Five Stair Steps. But I remember in the 80s, I think it was Paul Young redid it. Everybody redid it. But just Google O-O-H... Child. Ooh, child. I guess that's how you spell
it. I love that
ooh.
Song.
That's a great
it's
song.
It's a great song.
So there they
the
are.
The dogs want me to stop singing.
You know what? A lot of us do. So those dogs are smart dogs. Tom and Laurie in the morning.
94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Stay around. We're here until 9. From two different locations, Sunbury and Elysburg. That's pretty cool. Laura's working at home and she's starting to like it. And I'm at an advantage because I have a home studio, so I work a lot at home anyway. But we talked about this off-air and casual conversation the other day.
We did.
It's in the news today that 57% of us say we kind of like working at home and we'd like to do it in the future. What do you think? I think it'll change the footprint of America.
I don't necessarily think that I would want to continue doing the show from home.
No, I'd like to
because
have you here
missing-
in the studio.
It's missing a part of that sort of face-to-face interaction that you and I have and prefer.
Mm-hmm. And yes, like when we get together and do a really stupid TikTok. You know, that's we're both in the same room. You know, and our Friday show, Flashback Friday, is so much better when we're both in the same room with guests on the couch.
Yes, and we just dance around and have fun. But.
Yes.
This new survey that you and I both have
yes.
looked at this morning,
mm-hmm.
48% of people surveyed said that they feel more productive at home as related to work and other things.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, 76% yeah. are using Zoom or, you know, some kind of mm-hmm. video conferencing on a daily basis. So, yeah, you could get it done at home. You could look at your boss and your coworkers and everybody's on the screen doing what they're doing. I think it'll work. I don't know.
I think, too, if on the other side of this, companies give workers a bit more flexibility,
mm-hmm.
statistically, it has been proven by large, large companies like Netflix, Amazon, Google, that when you allow employees some flexibility in their schedule, they actually are more productive when at work or when working from home, and then they feel like they have a better life balance.
Yeah, because everybody's life is different. You know, like, take our very own Sam Tyler. I mean, she's a single mom, so she could take mm-hmm. care of the kid and then be on the radio at night, do some stuff from home. I think it all works out. And I think we really need to take a look at it. Now, this article does say that the one thing we miss is our IT department, you know, because when crap goes bad at your house, you don't know how to fix it. So
you don't have anybody to kind of like go and yell at.
Yeah. You can still cuss and bang your fist on the desk or your dining room table. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, we do miss the IT department. So wouldn't it be good if you could still call your place of employment and say, hey, could you put Bob on the line or whatever, the IT guy or girl? My monitor isn't working or something. You know, that would help. But we are buying new stuff, right? New techie stuff.
Yes, it looks like over half of the new at-home workers have upgraded their technology in some way, getting mm-hmm. a new computer, buying a printer, or even getting a brand new webcam.
I think this could work. I really do. I think, unless your job is hands-on, where you have to stand on the assembly line and put a nail in the shoe, as they say, I get it. But if you have an office at work, why not just use the office at home as much as you can? I like it.
Honestly, I think that there's no reason that both employees and employers shouldn't reevaluate how we're sort of doing things mm-hmm. and move forward in a positive, flexible direction on the other side of this crisis.
I absolutely agree. And as long as, you know, if you're allowed to do that, still work at home with 94KX, right?
Absolutely.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. With late night TV and Conan.
Did you hear this? The National Spelling Bee has been canceled. Yeah. So now the coronavirus is even affecting kids who never left the house.
94 and KX. Boy, that'll take you back. The song that actually started it for The Fix, thanks to MTV back in the day, Saved by Zero. Get you ready for a Flashback Friday tomorrow with Tom and Laura in the morning. My name's Tom Morgan. Wait. What's that?
I can't wait for Flashback Friday.
Me either. I mean, it just like it's a chance to dance around the living room. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm Tom in the studio. Laura's at home in the living room and the dining room and the kitchen. She's everywhere.
yes.
And we've been forced to do the show this way. We're making the best of it. It's been fun. Are you comfortable with the dining room table all of a sudden there doing the show?
I am.
Okay, good.
It's pretty comfy. It's not bad.
Now, you found an article somewhere that has the 5 new uses for the kitchen or dining room table?
Yes.
This could
it
be
actually has some really cool statistics pertaining to the dining room table in particular about how many conversations happen at the table every year, how many meals. It's neat.
Oh, wow. And now in these corona times, we have different uses. But what are we doing on our dining room tables?
We're using it as a desk for work.
Well, you are right now, and that makes sense.
And that's the number one thing that we're doing.
Oh, okay. Because the kids could use it, too, and they could do their schoolwork or art projects. And
or play games on or do puzzles. That's number two.
Oh, okay. So the kids are using the table a lot. And that table might have just sat there months ago. And who knows? All right.
It's also where we set up for video calls, both for work, but then also to communicate with friends and family.
Oh, that's nice. And that's true because in our video conferences, if you will, with the marketing departments here at SBC, a few of the ladies do have it set up on their dining room tables. Not me, man. I'm just in my recording studio going, hi, you know, that kind of thing. But and video calls, yes. My family started a new thing on Friday nights. Now it's called the Family Happy Hour. Where we we do Zoom via Syracuse, New York, and everybody joins in. It's a lot of fun. So that's number 3 on the list. Wow. What else we got?
It's also extra workspace for cooking or baking.
Well, your kitchen kind of flows into the dining area there, so that makes sense.
It does.
Sense,
My
right?
house isn't that big.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of cool. And
then it's where we put our computer when we stream an online workout.
Oh, okay. Now, if you're using a laptop or a tablet or whatever, that's pretty easy. But if I were working out, it would be hard to, like, drag the tower and everything over on the dining room
table. Desktop. Oh, yeah, wow. No.
I don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
You'd have to clear some space where the desktop lives.
There you go. Because the dining room table is a very important spot all year long, right?
That's right. The survey found that there's, on average, 572 conversations at the table.
Wow, there's only 365 days in a year. That's right? Kind of cool. Okay.
There are 72 special moments.
Aw, okay.
Maybe. During those conversations.
Yeah, maybe
also
the kids.
Also, 57 fights.
Oh, yeah, that happened to my house a lot.
We average about 1,456 meals around the dining room table.
Aw, well, that's good.
I know, right? And then share 468 jokes.
Between the fights, there's some joking around, too.
Perfect.
What did my dad used to say when all the Morganzos were little? It's time for a family meeting. It'd be like, uh-oh, everybody sit around the table. But when I was raising my daughters, the fights usually happen when they're all teenagers at the same time. Oof.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But we also shared a lot of fun times, a lot of conversations, a lot of meals, and a lot of jokes, too. So look at that dining room table today, moms, dads, caregivers. Look at that table. It's a lot more than just a piece of furniture, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Aww. 94 KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, live, local, life worth talking about. Today is National Honesty Day, so we will air no politicians today. So.
Oh, boy.
It's also National Hairstylist Appreciation Day, but we can't go get our hair done, so forget about it.
I did hear earlier this morning your little...
My hair rant?
About your hair, yes. Yeah. I mean, if I could get close to you, I volunteer to cut your hair. I cut my husband's hair, and he looks okay.
I saw the video, too. It was like that time-lapse video. Nice job. I may have to ask for volunteers. I don't know. Maybe just a weed whacker out of the garage and I'll stuck my head.
No. Don't do that.
It's getting
crazy.
I'll
bring the Clippers over. We'll both wear masks. I'll wash my hands and we'll get it done.
All right. Today is National Poem in Your Pocket Day. Roses are red, violets are gray, so stick a poem in your pocket today. That's what they say.
I like that.
Oh, that's kind of cute. National Bugs Bunny Day. What's up, Doc? And there's also a Bugs Bunny cartoon marathon on TV today. I'm going to look for that.
Oh, really?
Wow. That's pretty neat. What That's else do fun. We have going on? Oh, we have Flashback Friday tomorrow. We have that to look forward to. And come Monday, the giant grocery stimulus. That'll be fun. This is going to be funny.
It's the easiest contest in the world to win.
Yeah. All we do is say, hey, you need to fill your fridge, freezer, or pantry? Call us now. And if we grab the right caller and it's you, $100 giant gift card. Wow. I mean, how's your pantry looking?
It's okay. I need a few things. Headed to the store today. The once a week trip.
Okay. I got to ask you, because I find myself doing this in the kitchen. Do you open up the freezer and dig in the back and say, I can make this for dinner if I know what it is?
No, my freezer's not that full, but my mom's is. She cleaned it out, though.
Your chance to win coming Monday with Giant Market and Tom and Laura in the morning.
On 94KX.
She and I, Laura and me, and I, and us, and whatever. Wrapping up the show from two different locations this morning. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, and we like to wrap it up with a thought for the day, right?
Yes, and this one I feel is so appropriate on this blustery, sort of stormy, windy day.
All right, what you got?
So this is from Harry Fosick. There's a Scandinavian saying, which some of us might as well take as a rallying cry for our lives. The North Wind made the Vikings. Where do we get the idea that secure and pleasant living, the absence of difficulty, the comfort of ease, ever made people either good or happy? Upon the contrary, people who pity themselves go on pitying themselves even when they are laid softly on a cushion. But always in history, character and happiness have come to people in all sorts of circumstances, good, bad, indifferent, when they shouldered their personal responsibility. So, I repeat, the North Wind has made the Vikings.
There it is. Look who came blowing in, Chad Evans. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.